Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaskan dog musher and dog sled racer Lance Mackey has died after a prolonged battle with cancer. This news was made public just hours ago by his parents in a social media post from Wednesday. Mackey, most recently from Fairbanks, who lived for several years in Kisilov, was a four-time winner of the Yukon Quest and four-time winner of the Iditarod Trail sled dog race, in addition to surviving cancer. Mackey was 52 years old. Mackey, in an August 4th interview with Iditarod Insider, Greg Heister spoke over the phone regarding his recent battles with illness.
The end of June, Memorial Weekend, I've been in the hospital or in a hospital bed environment dealing with another round of cancer that was diagnosed or found about a year ago after a car wreck I had racing my car down in Wenatchee, Washington. Yeah, they found a couple of shadows that I had to have checked out. The two spots that were original issues are gone, but came up with some other issues that aren't gone that have seemed to progress somewhat rapidly and have left me, in the position I'm in at the moment.
Mackey, in that same interview, details whether or not he's scared.
I'm not scared of nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, and I ain't any different than the rest of the people on this planet. And when it's my bus stop, I'll get off the bus. And, I'm more scared for my kids. You know, they've been a little traumatized right from the get-go.
Mackey didn't participate in the Iditarod over the past several years after experiencing several setbacks. The family will release more information on their social media page at a later time. The Soldana City Council adopted a resolution amending a job title and reclassifying a position, in addition to adding a regular part-time assistant and amending the fiscal year 2023 authorized staffing table to reflect those changes. City Manager Stephanie Queen in a recent City Council meeting said,
"My goal with this reorganization is to add capacity. It adds effectively a half-time, a 0.5 of a full-time position, and it also further separates HR duties from the finance department. So the existing finance position would be reclassified to a higher range. It would be given higher levels of responsibility, and I think that would start building within our organization some legacy planning so that the number two person could now be this accountant who would be able to cross-train with Melanie on more complicated and sophisticated finance tasks like audit prep, like grant reporting. So the goal of the position is to build more depth within the finance department while at the same time really giving more resources to human resources. Jessica would remain the HR manager, but we would propose a new part-time position to be her assistant.
The account clerk for payroll HR assistant position performs a wide range of finance duties as well as provides support to the HR manager, according to the city. The existing job description and department staffing levels were reviewed by the finance director, HR manager, and city manager, and they recommended separating the current position into two separate positions, one in finance and one in HR. In addition, they recommended retitling the account clerk for position in finance to accountant and increasing the level of responsibility and essential job duties, in addition to adding a regular part-time HR assistant dedicating to providing support for the HR manager. Queen said the department grew over the years despite staffing remaining the same, including that separating the departments and adding a half-time employee will benefit the needs of both departments and the city. Queen said in memo documents that the changes will better meet the needs of the finance and HR functions of the city and more effectively support other city departments. 33-year-old Nicholas Kouparis of Michigan suffered serious puncture wounds to his arms during a bear mauling that recently took place, but he was able to stop the attack using bear spray. He and his fellow hunters surprised a female grizzly with three cubs while hunting in the Upper East Fork Indian River area. The attack happened about 60 miles north of Glen Allen. A homicide investigation was conducted at a Nikiski residence on Tuesday night after receiving a request initially for a welfare check. Alaska State Troopers located 49-year-old resident Gerald Bates, deceased. Evidence suggested that the death was suspicious in nature. Based on the results of the investigation, Alaska State Troopers arrested 20-year-old Nikiski resident River Asplund, and he was remanded to Wildwood Pretrial Facility on charges of murder in the first degree and tampering with physical evidence. No other information is known at this time. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.